Florida Democratic Party Vice Chairwoman Annette Tadeo-Goldstein says while she'd like to see the measure do more, she's happy Scott signed the bill granting in-state tuition rates to undocumented students.
You know, we've been working over 10 years to get this passed. And although it was watered down, it's still, you know, a wonderful win, not just for Dreamers, but for Floridians. When we have so many kids that we educate and then we sort of drop them. So this is a wonderful opportunity for them. Having said that, Rick Scott is doing this because it's an election year and he sees the numbers.
As part of a week-long statewide campaign tour called the College Affordability Tour, Governor Scott plans to tout the measure. That includes the provision prohibiting public colleges and universities from increasing tuition without legislative approval, with a few exceptions. He made his first campaign stop in Fort Myers Monday. He's also expecting to visit Boca Raton, Miami, Orlando, and Pensacola this week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.